Der Energy Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview.
Hey, hey, Julia hier. Mein Gott, war ich letztens aufgeregt, als ich mein allererstes Face-to-Face-Interview hatte. Die Aufregung hat sich aber nach 2 Sekunden in Luft aufgelöst, weil ich einfach den herzlichsten Menschen überhaupt hier im Studio hatte. Ray Dalton, der darüber geredet hat, wie sein Werdegang war, wie sehr er den Chor vermisst und was er am Chor so sehr geliebt hat, wie seine Zusammenarbeit mit Alvaro Soler war und was auf uns noch alles zukommen kann. Ganz viel spannende Sachen. Wir haben unfassbar viel gelacht, wir haben geweint vor Lachen und wir haben getanzt. Und ich hoffe, wenn ihr euch jetzt die Folge anhört, dann könnt ihr euch ein bisschen von diesen Good Vibes anstecken lassen.
Hello, 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 hello.
Are you good?
Yep, I'm good. Well, it's my first time being interviewed like this. I haven't done any radio because of the pandemic.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Just had it over Zoom or Skype, something like that.
Yeah.
Not really face to face. Okay. So it's both our first time.
Heck yeah.
Okay. So how many days are you going to spend in Germany?
Let's see. I've already been in Germany for about, 2 months already.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went home for 4 days to change my clothes.
Really?
Have dinner with my family and friends, said I love you, and came right back on Thursday.
Oh, no.
And so I'll be here for some time again, I think a month.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Okay, so just for work, or do you have any go-tos, any spots you really want to see?
You know, I've seen a lot of Germany already, but I love the German food.
Yeah.
There's this place called Cat Orange that I really, really like going to.
Uh-huh.
They're really good. I highly recommend the restaurant.
I don't know it. What can you eat there?
It's kind of like a mix of Mediterranean / German food.
Oh.
In like a new way.
Wow, the chef's really into good.
It. Yeah.
Cat Orange. Like,
yeah.
Like the cat and the orange.
But with a K. Cat's Orange.
Ah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So weird to say.
So weird to say, but there are many things weird to say. I mean, So is traveling weird for you? Is it too much or do you love it? I've seen that you're kind of a explorer, really the explorer.
Yeah.
So you love it, but 4 days only with the family. How do you handle traveling?
You know, I like traveling. As long as I'm not traveling alone, I could go on for a long time. And some of my friends are going to come visit next month.
Oh.
So it's going to be fun. But as long as I usually have someone, I can just be able to, like, be away from home longer.
You're always kind of with your team.
Yeah.
And sometimes some friends.
Yeah, I have friends all over the world, so it's nice when they can come hang out with me.
Cool.
But, yeah, I love to adventure and experiment and see new things and try new food, so it's fun.
What's your favorite spot in the world besides being with the family?
Favorite spot in the world? I don't know. I feel like I would have to say it's either somewhere in Europe or in Palm Springs.
Oh, Palm Springs.
Yeah. You know, it's hot and there's a big tennis tournament that I go to every year. And you just sit by the pool and drink tequila.
How much time do you spend playing tennis?
You know, I try to play 2 times a week, but with my schedule lately, I haven't been able to play. But I play in, like, a competitive league in Seattle when I'm home. I'm such a tennis nerd.
I know.
She's like, I know.
Nice. But do you miss it to play it?
I do. I did bring my tennis rackets, though, so.
Oh, good.
I try to play when I can. And
okay, let's have a match.
Okay, let's play.
I had it in school, but I'm so bad at it. But I love to play, so it's just all about the fun, you know? It's not about winning or something for me.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Okay, so if you could spend a day with any person in the world.
Mm.
Who would it be?
Oh, that's so good.
A person you could have lunch with, maybe.
You know, there's two people. I know you only said one.
Yeah, you can say two if you want to.
It would probably be Kanye West.
Oh.
And Lady Gaga.
Oh.
I just think their artistry is amazing, and I love their music. Mm-hmm. So I would say one of the two.
Yeah, Lady Gaga's amazing.
Isn't she?
Yeah, I would also like to have lunch with her. As an actress and as a singer, she's amazing.
She
I
is.
Love her. Did you see American Horror Story with her?
Yes,
oh,
I did.
Oh, God.
It was so good.
She was so amazing. Every time she stepped into the room, I was like, oh, God.
I was like, I can't believe that's her.
Amazing. Good. And if you could pick any song in the world that has been written, but you could say you wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Ooh.
Which song would it be?
I would say Georgia On My Mind by Ray Charles.
Mm-hmm. Can you sing it?
Let's see. Georgia, Georgia.
Goosebumps, amazing. And do you have, is this kind of like your happy song, your go-to dance song, or?
You know, it's not. I was listening to it like the other night, and I was, the strings and the lyrics, it's just a beautiful song. That's just the one that popped into my head first.
The song that's kind of like catchy, you know,
like a soothe, you know, like a nice bath.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of that.
Do you have any go-to songs? The song that you could cry to every time?
Cry to? I don't know if I cry.
You don't cry. You're always happy, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I love that. I think your vibe is so contagious. Yesterday, I've been in the rainy days, and I was in a bad mood, and then I started to watch your TikTok and your videos, and I was like, oh my God, he's so happy all the time. That's so contagious. I love it.
Dankeschön, dankeschön.
Oh, perfect. Amazing.
You know, obviously I cry. We all cry. I have a good time experiencing life.
Mm.
You know, if I'm in my feelings, I listen to a lot of, there's a song by Selena. It's called, I forget it. Yo me quedé más. It's like a beautiful love story in Spanish. And it's just beautiful. And when I listen to it, I always say like, oh, damn, that's amazing.
Yeah.
But other than that, I'm like listening to Mary J. Blige, like, let's get it punk upon it, on it, on it. It's necessary, we got ya.
Were there moments, especially maybe also in the pandemic, where you felt like giving up or I can't do this anymore? You know what I mean?
You know, the toughest thing for me about the pandemic is not expected what you would think. Mm-hmm. The toughness would have been for me. I enjoyed being at home and just resting and writing music. I really needed that. But the tough part was releasing music and not being able to be there in person with my music, as it was like doing really well around Europe. And I got really sad to the point where I was like, oh, maybe I won't ever get to like, I hope I have another song that I can go out and meet the radio DJs and meet all the different people and do shows, because I just didn't know how long it was going to last. So that was the toughest thing, of not being able to be with people and celebrate and sing in my bones with people.
Yeah, I mean, it's totally crazy. You're releasing music and you're working on it.
Yeah.
And you're presenting it and publishing it, and the only thing you can see is kind of like numbers.
Yeah.
You're not really people.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to perform for them. That's crazy.
It was tough. The label's like, it's number 3. And I'm like, I'm so happy. Like, that's amazing. Do I get to meet anybody? Do I get to sing it for anyone, you know?
Yeah.
I'm such a people's guy, so.
Yeah.
You know?
I understand that. It's a different feeling.
It
being
is.
On stage and performing and getting a reaction.
Yeah.
In that moment right now, people crying, people laughing, singing with you, enjoying the song. Yeah.
Yeah, and meeting fans and hugging them and all of that. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe we can talk a bit about songwriting.
Okay, let's do it.
What are the three things you need to write a song in a studio? If you're in a studio and you're in the situation that you're writing a song, what three things are very important for you?
Okay, my three things that are very important.
Uh-huh.
One, water for my voice.
Uh-huh.
And then two are cough drops. And three, probably a notepad. I'm not great with my phone, like texting, because my thumbs are big thumbs. So when I hit it, it hits like other letters.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd rather just write it down. And I'm a better visual person than I am like trying to type it in my head. I can just see it out. Yeah, those are the three things I need.
And so you're working alone now. Not really alone. I mean, yeah. You have your team, but you're... Yeah. You're by yourself as an artist, but you were in choir.
Mm-hmm.
Is that crazy for you? I mean, you miss choir, right?
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
But can you describe this feeling from being in, I mean, it's amazing, right? Singing in a choir?
Yeah.
Just watching is amazing. I can cry every time.
Right?
I see choir. It's just, even if it's such a happy song, I'm like, this is so amazing. I could cry. So, okay.
I love you. You're awesome.
Thank you. So could you describe this feeling from being in a choir, being in a big group, and being by yourself now?
You know, the best thing about being in a choir, because it's such a family, and you're always with your family, you're always with your friends, and I always feel like it's something bigger than yourself. Because you put so many different voices together and we create this big sound and we give it to the people. That's what I truly miss about the choir. But I also love that by myself, I can create whatever I want. I don't have to ask permission. Mm-hmm. It can be my vision and I can tell my story how I like it. So I definitely miss the choir, but I'm loving being able to tell my story and show you the way I live my life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's really your personal thing. The label isn't really saying anything like, you should do it like that or something like that.
No, my label's amazing. They let me go in the studio. They just want songs.
You're at Epic, right?
Yes, yeah. I'm with Epic Records and Sony through Europe.
Sony's great.
Oh, they're amazing. Yeah. I love my team. And with us, it's just more about music and putting the right songs together. And that's really all the decisions that really happen with my head team at Epic.
Did it really click at first sight? So you started working together and it matched. It totally matched. Or did you had to groove in like...
Actually, it's a funny story.
Oh, no. I love funny stories.
I released a song called If You Fall.
Yeah.
It was my first solo project I released. And it did really well in the UK, and all these UK labels wanted to sign me in the UK. So I flew from Seattle to the UK and I was talking to like maybe five different labels, cause it was just like out of blue. It did really well. So my German team that I'm with now ended up flying to England.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought, wow, how dedicated are they?
Mm-hmm.
And then not only did we play the music, they're like, let's go to a bar and let's go talk. Let's go have a cocktail and let's talk. And I just was like, that's who I want to do business with. They showed me that they're dedicated by coming from Germany, flying to another place just to meet me and talk to me. And they also wanted to just get to know me. And I was like, all those other people, they were great, but this is who I want to be with. So I said no to those labels. And I said, okay, I'm ready to sign with you. And they said, we're so sorry. Something has happened and we're shifting to another label.
No way.
And I was like, what? I just said no to all these people. I'm like, I'm freaking out. I'm like, what am I going to do? They're like, just please wait. Just please wait. Give us a couple months. I waited like 6 months. And then I was like, you know what? we got to find a new team. And then that next week, they were like, we landed. We have the place. We're at Epic Germany now. And I was like, all right, let's do it. And so that's how my team, and I met.
This is so crazy.
Isn't it wild?
So 6 months. I mean, I would have gone crazy.
Oh, I was.
Yeah.
I was going crazy.
And how is your creative process now? So how do you work? Where do you meet? And where do you get most of your ideas?
Yeah.
And melodies?
You know, melodies, it's the funniest thing. Melodies will come whenever they come. Yeah. We were flying to Switzerland, and I heard a melody, and I started recording in the airport, like, da-na-na-na-na-na-na. Because when it hits, and you have to record it, because I can send it to my people that produce some of my music. And
how many memos do you have in your phone?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, you would just... I mean, I'm a crackhead.
Yeah, I'm also doing a bit of music. I mean, I kind of like have 200, and I think that's not the same as you.
It just goes crazy. It's all like God. We just keep going. You know, if you're a musician too, you know you're always doing it.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. So when you're in plane, you're recording, send it to the label. Yeah.
Yeah, I send it to like some my deco friends who produce In My Bones. Also, a lot of people will have beats already that they've made or have a chord progression, and then I write melodies, and then I think, how does that make me feel? And that's like the topic of the whole song. And that's my writing process. Yeah.
And then you're like, okay, we have to go to the studio.
Yeah.
So it's always melody first and then writing for you, right?
For me, yes.
Okay. Nice, nice. I really love Don't Make Me Miss You.
Oh,
I really love
it.
But the crazy thing is that it's kind of a bit sad, but
yeah.
Happy, but it's still happy.
Yeah.
It's still happy, and it's like, don't make me miss you. I don't want to miss you. Go away. Okay. Yeah. And what was your favorite song you worked on?
Oh, you know, I always say it. This sounds so like beauty pageant, like, oh my gosh. But you know, all my songs are like my children in a way. I don't like love one more than the other. They just represent different things in my life and in my brain at the time. So it's more of like whatever one I'm feeling that day or... I mean, I love singing Good Times, Hard Times. Mm-hmm. I love singing In My Bones. Don't Make Me Miss You is, it just hits different for me.
Of course.
You know, pre-hook
already is like, it's so catchy.
Oh, I love singing it too. Yeah. The goodbye. I just, it's like my moment to be a Ray Charles or a Pip or a Supreme, you know, because it's kind of like that vibe.
Yeah, you're also dancing in a feel like that, yeah. And it's also kind of like a moment to be a bit overdramatic.
Yeah.
You know, standing in front of the mirror and...
Yeah.
Love it, love it, love it. And what is... Do you think you have any secret kind of... What is your recipe to writing songs that you can listen to on and on and on and on and on and on, but it doesn't get on the nerves?
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, really. You know, there are some songs you're like, okay, that's cool, but you can listen to it 2 times, and then it's like, okay, fine, just let it go. And your songs are like, okay, go on, do it again.
Thank you. I think with music, I think it's important that there's elements of music that you didn't get the first time when you listened to it. So when you listen again, you're like, oh, I didn't know he said that, or I didn't hear this. When I listen to Lady Gaga or a Kanye West, there's so much going on that you kind of have to play it over and over again. And there's certain even melodies in the production where you hear something and like, oh, I haven't really noticed that. So I've always wanted to have that in my music, but I get lucky for you to say that because, you know, sometimes I can't control all that, you know?
Yeah, I know. But it's such an interesting point to say that you think it's important that you can explore a song kind of like that. So there's Ray the Explorer again.
Yeah. You're
adventuring. And also hearing your songs is like exploring because there's everything. Every time, a new thing. Yeah. Okay. So, let's talk about Manila.
Oh. Ah. Have you heard it?
Yeah, I already heard it.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I like it. It's Alvaro. But why Manila? Why Manila?
You know, it's actually a beautiful place. Mm-hmm. It's in the Philippines.
You've been there?
Yes, yeah. I've been there. When I was writing the song, I was in Mexico, and I was thinking about all the beautiful beaches that I've been to and the islands, and I love Manila. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful place. The culture is amazing. The people are amazing. The food is amazing, and they have so much history, and I love the way Manila sounds and singing it.
Yeah.
And I was like, let's use Manila. Like, Let's show some love to Manila because it shows so much love to me. So let's have Manila be in it.
Yeah, Manila, skies of Manila.
You know? Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
It's the vibe. So, okay, so you kind of answered already what the song means to you. It's a good vibe. It's the holiday feeling, I think, especially in the winter.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be huge.
Well, Dankeschön.
Thank you. But how did it happen?
Well, I was in Mexico.
Uh-huh.
And I was writing a lot of songs. We were shooting the music video for My Bones, and I really love writing a lot. And we were writing the song, and I was writing, and we were kind of like playing with like the beat, and I was making like Spanish rapping-ish. Kinda. And my team was like, we should have a Spanish singer on this song. And I was like, let's do it. Mm-hmm. And my team hit up Alvaro's team. And he sent back what I mumbled with a dope lyrics. He sounds amazing. And I was like, we have to have him. And he loved the song. And that's how it happened.
He's also such a nice guy.
Yes.
So friendly.
Yes.
He's here every New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Every time. And he's always talking to us like for an hour. He takes his time. He's crazy. He's good.
And that's how he genuinely is. That's why he's such a good guy.
But you didn't record together, right?
No, we didn't.
But you met after that.
Yeah, we met after that. We shot a music video together. We've been kicking it, actually. We've been hanging out a lot. He's cool people.
On Friday, right?
Friday, I don't know if he's going to be in town yet.
But you're releasing it on Friday, right?
Yes, this Friday.
Yeah.
Yes.
And do you think about maybe working together often?
No, we're actually going to go in the studio and just write music.
Ah!
Yeah.
Oh, that's also so amazing.
Yeah.
So you're working on an album?
I'm working on something, yes.
On something?
I don't know if it will be album yet, okay. But I'm working on something, a body of music. I've been working on a little something for some time now. And now I think it's just fine-tuning and putting the right songs together. And also telling my label the ones I really want.
Yeah, of course. Are you maybe discussing a bit sometimes?
Oh.
Like, I want to release that one, and they're like, just wait a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if I had it my way, I'd be releasing something every Friday. But, you know, there's so much that goes behind it. And also, I want it to be presented like a present. So that just takes a little more time. So I just a little more patient.
Okay. Okay. Alvi, It was awesome to have you here.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, thanks. It was a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you.
Der NRG Star Talk. Einer von vielen NRG Original Podcasts. Das Video und noch mehr Infos findet ihr auf nrg.de.